Chapter 1.
On a dark and windy Halloween night, three ghosts, Bill, Bob, and Ben, were up to no good once again.
Get to work, you no good cowards.
Yes, of course, Captain Bill.
Go kill our prisoner in the chamber.
As Bob and Ben went to go check on the lonely prisoner, she appeared not to be in the chamber.
Bob, come check this out. The prisoner's escaped.
This is really bad, Ben. This is really bad. Then the two ghosts heard something, the sound of creaking stairs. Then it came closer and closer. It was Bill.
Why don't I hear any screaming? I should hear screaming. Both of you were supposed to kill our dirty prisoner.
Well, we came down here and she was gone.
And what do you think you are still doing here? Let's go catch our prisoner.
Chapter 2.
Meanwhile, a 13-year-old girl named Alice was trick-or-treating on Halloween night with their two friends, Allison and Lainey. They were enjoying their time without a care in the world.
Hey, Alice, I love your ghost costume. You put so much detail into it, I thought you were a real ghost.
Haha, thanks. Hey, look, there's my hat.
What happened? Where did Alice go?
Oh, I think she probably went home. Her house is right there. She'll catch up with us later. Her mom probably needed her.
Okay, let's keep walking. Oh, guess what? I heard there's a real haunted house down the street. Want to check it out? Now, you're probably wondering what happened to Alice, right? Well, you're about to find out.
Chapter 3!
Haha, we got our ghosts. Good going, boys.
If you hadn't guessed already, the ghosts saw Alice as they were searching for their escaped prisoner. But they didn't know it was Alice because Alice was wearing a ghost costume and couldn't tell if it was a real ghost or not.
Let me go! Someone help, please! I'm being kidnapped! Oh, shush! You escaped from your chamber. Now it's payback. Mwahaha! Chamber? What chamber? I think you have the wrong person.
Then Alice pauses and thinks of more to say to the ghost-disguised kidnapper.
You guys are wacky, too. And by the way, your ghost costumes are awful.
Mwahaha! We arrived to the haunted house, the best place to torture prisoners. Ha ha ha!
Alice thinks the ghosts are people in costumes, since it's Halloween. But the ghosts are really ghosts, but Alice doesn't know that.
Hey, what do you think you're doing to me?
You were in here before. You know what we are going to do.
What are you talking about? Just get in here. Wait, where am I?
Alice got locked in a closet with a window facing the front of the house. She could barely see anything and started freaking out and did not know what to do.
Chapter 4.
Hey, here's the haunted house. Let's go check it out.
Oh my gosh, is that Alice in the window of the haunted house?
Whoa, I think it is. Oh my goodness, it does look like her.
And isn't that the same exact costume she was wearing?
Yeah, it is.
Allison, Lainey, help! I've been kidnapped. Oh, what's the use? They can't even hear me.
Come on, let's go knock on the door and find out.
Are you sure? Because it's a real haunted house.
She's probably kidnapped. Do you want to save our friend or not, Allison?
Of course I do, but first off, she doesn't even appear to be there anymore. I don't see anyone.
Chapter 5.
Ugh, stop fussing. I'm trying to tie you up.
Good thing we put tape over her mouth.
Let's go. I want to finish this ghost once and for all.
Hey, wait a second, boss. Are those feet?
Do you mean to tell me this is a girl, not a ghost?
I guess so.
Well, too bad. She deserves to die.
But she didn't do anything external harm to us, boss.
I don't care. Soon everyone will deserve to die on Halloween.
Oh, looky here. She seems to be wearing dog tags with her full name and address. Her name is Alice Johnson.
Well, Alice Johnson, this may be good news to me and not to you, but you are going to die right now. Mwahaha!
Alice was trying to talk through the heavy gray duct tape, but she couldn't. She was fumbling and trying to get out of the hard tied rope, but the knot wouldn't budge. Well, how should we begin?
I will be outside in my secret lair. When you two are finished with her, be sure to tell me. But first, may I suggest starting with the saw? Oh, and after that, secretly take her to her house and freeze her in her family's freezer. I can't wait to see their shocked faces.
The two ghosts took all of the tools out of the shelves and went to work.
Chapter 6.
Alice Johnson was officially dead on October 31st, 2010.
I'm going to knock on the door. Follow me.
Okay. Lainey knocked on the door, but no one answered.
Ugh, they won't open. Is anyone inside?
Then Lainey kicks at the door, and the door opens.
It was open the whole time.